And they brought him back to the ward 2 weeks later, bald and the front of his face an oily purple bruise and two little button-sized plugs stitched one above each eye. You can see by his eyes how they burned him out over there. His eyes are all smoked up and gray and deserted inside like blown fuses. All day now, he won't do a thing but hold an old photograph up in front of that burned-out face, turning it over and over in his cold fingers, and the picture wore gray as his eyes on both sides with all his handling, till you can't tell anymore what it used to be. The staff, now, they consider Ruckley one of their failures, but I'm not sure what he's better off than if the installation had been perfect. The installations they do nowadays are generally successful. The technician's got more skill and experience. No more of the buttonholes in the forehead, no cutting at all. They go in through the eye sockets. Sometimes a guy goes over for an installation, leaves the ward mean and mad and snapping at the whole world, and comes back a few weeks later with black and blue eyes like he's been in a fist fight, and he's the sweetest, nicest, best-behaved thing you ever saw. He'll maybe even go home in a month or two, a hat pulled low over the face of a sleepwalker wandering round in a simple, happy dream. A success, they say. But I say he's just another robot for the Combine and might be better off as a failure, like Ruckley, sitting there fumbling and drooling over his picture. He never does much else. The dwarf black boy gets a rise out of him from time to time by leaning close and asking, "Say, Ruckley, what you figure your little wife is doing in town tonight?" Ruckley's head comes up. Memory whispers someplace in that jumbled machinery. He turns red and his veins clog up at one end. This puffs him up so he can just barely make a little whistling sound in his throat. Bubbles squeeze out the corner of his mouth. He's working his jaw so hard to say something. When he finally does get to where he can say his few words, it's a low, choking noise to make your skin crawl. "Fuck the wife! Fuck the wife!" and passes out on the spot from the effort. Ellis and Ruckley are the youngest chronics. Colonel Madison is the oldest, an old petrified cavalry soldier from the First War who's given to lifting the skirts of passing nurses with his cane or teaching some kind of history out of the text of his left hand to anybody that'll listen. He's the oldest on the ward, but not the one's been here longest. His wife brought him in only a few years back when she got to where she wasn't up to tending him any longer. I'm the one been here on the ward the longest, since the Second World War. I've been here on the ward longer than anybody, longer than any of the other patients. The big nurse has been here longer than me. The chronics and the acutes don't generally mingle. Each stays on his own side of the day room the way the black boys want it. The black boys say it's more orderly that way and let everybody know that's the way they'd like it to stay. They move us in after breakfast and look at the group and nod. "That's right, gentlemen, that's the way. Now you keep it that way."